Next to the Australian outback, and a key discovery made by a group of scientists about our understanding of the early universe, it relates to the signal from the very first stars, described in the New Scientist magazine as, and I quote, the turning point when the lights switched on in a dark infant universe. Well, the man leading this work, astronomer Judd Bowman, says his discovery means the first stars ignited just 180 million years after the Big Bang, which is earlier than most astronomers were expecting. But there are other implications as well. Renan Bakana is a dark matter specialist from Tel Aviv University in Israel who's been in touch with Judd Bowman about his discovery.
Well, what they were trying to discover is when did the first stars form in the universe? When we look at in the universe, the farther away we look, the farther back in time we can see, because it takes light a long time to reach us from large distances. When we're looking for the very first stars in the universe, this is a very big milestone, and it's something that is mysterious. We have never observed this before. It marked the time in the universe when the universe made a transition from its initial state, which we know it was just a very hot, very uniform gas, to the way the universe is today, full of stars and planets. So the transition point is marked by the formation of the first stars. And the problem is that these stars, to see them actually forming, they're so far, you have to look so far away that we can't see them with ordinary telescopes. So instead, we're trying to see them with an indirect method through radio antennas. And the idea, and this is what they were searching for with this EDGES experiment in Australia, they had a radio antenna looking for radio waves. So we know that the universe is full of radio waves and has been since the very early universe, and was also full of gas. And we know that we predict that when the first stars formed, the light from these stars caused the gas to start absorbing radio waves. So what they were actually looking for is the signature of absorption of radio waves, of seeing fewer radio waves than you were expecting. And based on that signature, telling us when did the first stars form. And this EDGES experiment is the first one that has detected such an absorption signature in radio waves.
Right, so this, from your point of view, is highly significant.
Yeah, so this was the first detection in this field. It's a very, very difficult measurement because there are lots of other radio waves in the sky, including from our own Milky Way galaxy. So you have to look and somehow tease out this tiny cosmological signal. We know that dark matter fills the universe. It's a mysterious substance that we know about its existence from its gravitational force. It's actually most of the matter in the universe. But beyond that, we know nothing about it. What is it made of? What kind of particle, light or heavy, or what are its properties? So it's the biggest mystery that we have in the universe, in astronomy maybe, what is the dark matter?
Mm. Right, but to put it crudely, we are discovering, are we, as a result of this specifically, more about a very, very early period of time that we knew almost nothing about before.
That's right, and it's the first observation in a big deluge that we hope is coming. This is a big field, people are... So this first observation was kind of a simple radio telescope, which observes the average signal in the sky. But people are building very large arrays of radio telescopes, including the biggest one is called the SKA, the Square Kilometer Array, and there are going to be many others that will attempt to measure much bigger, much more details of the signal. So to actually measure the intensity pattern of radio waves from different directions on the sky. And this should tell us in much greater detail both about the new star, the first stars, and about the dark matter, if it's the correct explanation for the signal.
That was Renan Bakana of Tel Aviv University. I was looking slightly nervously at Marcus Chown as he was listening to that to make sure I didn't ask anything particularly stupid. Would you like to add?
That was a very good explanation by that astronomer. But yeah, the fireball at the Big Bang was a blinding bright fireball, and as the universe expanded, the universe it faded, and so we entered what we call a dark age, when the universe was totally dark. And in that complete darkness, material was beginning to clump, and when it clumped to form stars, they suddenly switched on. So the dark age was ended by stars turning on like Christmas tree lights all over the universe, and this is the moment that they've actually seen indirectly. And they found it by this dip in the brightness of the afterglow of the Big Bang, but it pins down the time at which the stars form, which is about one when the universe was 1% of its current age. But the interesting thing is that the absorption, this dip, is far bigger than they expected. So something where cool gas absorbs much more than something else, something had cooled the gas. And what they're postulating is it's dark matter. You know, dark matter is this huge mystery. It outweighs the visible stuff in the universe, the stars and galaxies, by a factor of 6. It's in this studio where we are now. We have no idea what it is. But if this stuff, if we've seen dark matter in the early universe, we've seen it around today, then it would have to be interacting with normal matter. That contradicts everything we know about dark matter. So my bet is this is wrong.
Ah.
Yeah.
I wondered if you were about to say something controversial, and you just have.
No. Good. I mean, Abraham Loeb, one of the world's top astrophysicists, said this is worth 2 Nobel Prizes,
yes,
if it's correct.
Yes.
For pinning down when the first stars switched on, and for discovering this completely unexpected thing about dark matter. I think
you're
wrong.
You think not, did you? I sensed a burning question from you all.
I was just wondering if you thought you could fit it in a ladybird book.
Now, there's a challenge. Actually, what is interesting about this, apparently, is that to discover this, although you're now casting doubts, they used a telescope half the size of a ping pong ball.
Well, that's very interesting.
Whereas I've been imagining something enormous.
Yeah, like Jodrell Bank.
Wow, it's very interesting, because some of the first surveys of our galaxy, our Milky Way, looking at the molecule carbon monoxide, which is the most common molecule in the universe other than hydrogen, it gives out light. Wavelength, they were pretty much the size of a satellite dish. So actually, you don't necessarily need a big telescope to do interesting astronomy.
Right. Well, they will clearly do more work on this, and maybe they'll prove you right or wrong. But it's a good talking point. Marcus Chown with me, Francis Robinson with me. You're listening to Weekend from the BBC World Service. Almost time for the